Welcome to this demonstration of VoiceOver and Mountain Lion. In this demonstration, I'd like to show you the new application in Mountain Lion, which is Reminders, which you can use both on your Mac and, of course, your iOS device, whether that's your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. And I thought, rather than just having a look at the Reminders app in isolation, I thought I'd actually do a demonstration on how I actually use the Reminders app on my Mac and then use it on my iPhone for such activities as going shopping, etc. So let me say first of all that I've got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with Shift VOD. Of course, the VO keys being the control and option keys head down together. So that's Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D, and I'll do that now.
Desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
Okay, now we want to go to Reminders. So I'm going to do Shift Command A for my Applications folder.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And I'm just going to type in REM for Reminders.
Reminders.app application.
And again, you heard it say Reminders.app. It's saying .app because I've got my file extensions turned on in the Finder. So I'm going to open up Reminders by doing Command O for open.
Open. Reminders. Reminders. Window. Reminders. Search. Search text field.
Now, I've actually been using this before I did the demonstration. I've been doing my shopping list for today to remind me to pick up some stuff from the shops when we go shopping. So I'm just going to do Control Option Right Arrow, VO Right Arrow.
Vertical Splitter. Viewing shopping list. For reminders, reminders card.
Okay, there's my card for my current shopping list. And I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Reminder lists table. Shopping list. Selected.
There's my all my lists of reminders that I've currently got. It's a table. I keep going. VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Hide reminder lists button.
Okay, I can hide the reminder list. VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Hide calendar button.
I can hide or show the calendar.
New list menu button.
New list menu button. And keep going.
New list menu button.
Okay, and we finished. So if I access that menu button, I'm going to do VO spacebar control option spacebar.
Menu, two items. iCloud.
Yeah, I can assign it to my main primary iCloud account, which is one that I've just named iCloud. And one more down.
DAVIDW9@ME.com.
And that was my original ME account that's now been transferred over to the iCloud. But by default, I use the first one as my primary iCloud account. And remember, all this reminder stuff is working through iCloud. So the syncing up of notes, bookmarks, etc. is all done through your iCloud account. So I'm just going to press Escape for the moment.
Closing menu. New list menu button.
Okay, now I'm just going to make sure that I'm currently in my shopping list. Even though it actually says it's displaying the card, but let's just double check. So I'm going to do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Hide calendar, hide reminder, reminder lists table, shopping list selected.
Okay, it says shopping list selected. I'll just share what other lists I've created so far. So I'm going to interact with this table with Shift VO down arrow or Shift control option down arrow.
Interact with reminder lists table, row 3 of 7, selected. Shopping list, row 3 of 7, selected cell.
Okay, so that's my shopping list. Just going to VO up arrow, control option up arrow.
iCloud.
Okay, one more.
Completed.
Okay, so that's completed. That's my reminders that have been completed. If I come down.
iCloud.
This is my main iCloud account that I've got my reminder list underneath. So I keep going down again.
Shopping list.
Okay, there's shopping list.
MISC.
There's miscellaneous, normally for things to remind me around the house. Down again.
Work.
That's my work reminder list.
DAVIDW9@ME.com.
And I come down to my other secondary iCloud account, which I'm currently not using for reminders at the moment.
Work.
Okay, I'm going to go up via up arrow, control option up arrow.
MISC. Shopping list.
So if I wanted to select another one, I could just move the focus up to it and then uninteract. Let's just quickly do that. I'm going to come down.
MISC.
There's my miscellaneous. I'm going to uninteract with Shift VO up arrow or Shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with reminder lists table. MISC. Selected.
Okay, that's now selected. So if I did VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Viewing MISC. Three reminders. Reminders card.
Okay, that's viewing the miscellaneous card, and I've got three reminders in there at the moment. So let me come back to my reminders list table.
Reminder lists table. MISC. Okay.
interact again with Shift VO Den Arrow, Shift Control Option Den Arrow.
Interact with reminder list.
Okay, VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Shopping list.
Okay, there's my shopping list. Come out of that.
Stop interacting with reminder.
Interacted with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow. Now VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Viewing shopping list. For reminders, reminders card.
Okay, I'm going to interact with the card with Shift VO Den Arrow.
Interact with viewing shopping list. For reminders, reminders card. Two items, add reminder button, add reminder button.
Okay, that's add reminder. Now I'll do that in a minute because I've got two more items that I want to pick up at the shops today, but I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Reminders table.
Now here's my table. Okay, so I'm going to interact with this table. This is a list of reminders in my shopping list. So interact with Shift VO Den Arrow, Shift Control Option Den Arrow.
Interact with reminders table, row 2 of 5. Cheese. Today at 12:00 p.m. Cheese. Unchecked checkbox, reminder info button.
Okay, and of course it's not checked because I haven't actually completed it, and I'll set it up to remind me at 12 p.m. today when I'm going shopping. So if I do VO Den Arrow, Control Option Den Arrow.
Juice. Today at 12:00 p.m. Juice.
Come again.
Fruit bars. Today at 12:00 p.m. Fruit bars. New reminder, row 505 blank.
And we come down to a new reminder row.
Stop interacting with reminders table.
Okay, now I want to get to that add another reminder button. So I'm just going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Add reminder button.
And I'm going to add a reminder. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Edit text blank.
Okay, and we need to pick up apples today as well. So I'm going to type in apples.
Hey. P.S. Apples. Reminder info button.
And I just did VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow to reminder button. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Apples. 11 items. Apples. Content selected. Edit text. Remind me.
Remind me.
Uncheck checkbox.
And I'll check it. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Check checkbox.
VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
On a day.
On a day.
The 24th of July 2012.
That's
date.
Day, which sounds good to me. And again, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
12 p.m. time.
And it's already set for 12 p.m. That's fine. So I just press escape. Check where my cursor is with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Cheese. Today at 12:00 p.m. Cheese.
We're back on the table. Now let me see if apples has been added. So it's probably currently at the bottom. So let me just do VO down or Control Option down.
Juice. Fruit bars. Apples. Today at 12:00 p.m. Apples unchecked checkbox. Reminder info button.
Okay, and there we go. So I've done that reminder. So that's all I have to do for the moment for that. So I'm actually just going to close reminders by just doing Command Q.
Finder, applications, window, reminders.app application.
Okay, now I don't have to check in the reminders to see what I've currently got reminding myself for today. I can check in the notifications area. So I'm going to do VO M twice, Control Option M for Mary twice.
Menu extras, notification center, menu extra. Menu extras, notification center, menu extra.
Now, I was already on Notifications Center in the menu bar for the Extras menu now. Remember, that's not called Status Menu anymore. It's called the Extras menu. And I'm going to do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Notification Center. Window. System Dialog. Notification Center. Close. Notification Center.
Okay, I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Close button. Notifications table.
Okay, interact with the notifications table.
Interact with notifications table, row 2 of 7. Click to tweet button, share widget, row 2 of 7.
Okay, VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Reminders.
Okay, here's my reminder notification. So if I do VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Cheese in 54 meters.
Cheese in 54 meters. I think that's supposed to say 54 minutes.
Juice in 54 meters.
Juice.
Fruit bars.
Fruit bars.
Apples. Apples in 54 meters.
Okay, and that's all I've got in my reminders list at the moment in my notification center, which is great. Okay, let me just jump quickly out of the notification center by just going to my desktop with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
Okay, and let me now go to my iPhone, which I'll be taking with me shopping.
1108. Slide to unlock.
Unlock my phone.
Slide door double tap, empty password field, for value, enter. Messages.
Okay, double tap to open. A one finger flick to the right, of course, with VoiceOver to find my reminders application.
Calendar, photos, camera, videos, maps, weather, Passbook. Notes. Reminders.
One finger double, double tap on to reminders.
Open. Reminders. Reminders. List icon. Button.
Okay, I'm going to one finger double tap on the list icon. Now, I should warn you at the moment, and unfortunately I can't change my phone at the moment, I'm actually using a beta version of iOS 6 on my phone. So VoiceOver and the Reminders app may sound slightly different. Okay, so one finger double tap.
Lists. Done. Button.
One finger flick to the right.
Lists. Heading. Edit. Button. Search field. Completed. Button. Today. Button. iCloud. Heading.
Okay, that's the heading for iCloud, which are all my reminders lists are on. One finger flick to the right.
Shopping list. Button.
Here's my shopping list.
Double tap to show reminders. Reminders. List icon. Button.
Okay, one finger flick to the right again.
Reminders. Heading. Edit. Button. Shopping list. Heading. Add reminder. Button. 2. Completed.
Okay, now I've got 2 completed because I've already bought them already. One finger flick to the right.
Cheese. Today 12 p.m.
Okay, that's the
double tap to
reminder.
Edit details. Cheese. Today 12 p.m. Juice. Today 12 p.m. Juice. Today 12 p.m. Unchecked. Fruit buzz. Today 12 p.m. Fruit buzz. Today 12 p.m. Unchecked. Apples. Today 12 p.m. Apples. Today 12 p.m. Unchecked.
Okay, so that unchecked part of the second option in each of those entries was that when I go around the shops, I can one finger double tap to check them, which means they're completed. And as you can see, it was very seamless for me adding stuff on my Mac and then basically almost instantaneously picking it up on my iPhone that I would then take with me shopping. And of course, when I check all these for completed, I can then go back onto my Mac and confirm that we've actually got everything when we've been shopping. So that was probably a little bit long-winded, but I just thought it was better to give you some idea of how reminders actually work in real life, rather than just giving you a cold demonstration of creating a new reminder, creating reminders lists, etc., etc. So that completes this demonstration of reminders. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the demo. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.